Hey ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Written World, where we discover the timeless secret of English literatures. I'm Maxime Pommier, your guide through the enchanting world of the literatures. Today, we're going to cover some of the secrets of the bard, William Shakespeare, and how his text influenced our emotions. But first, let me introduce our two fantastic guests, Mathis and Enzo.
Hi, I'm Enzo, a specialist in Shakespeare. It means that I have a deep knowledge of William Shakespeare's work, the renowned English playwright and poet from the 16th century. Basically, a specialist studies and analyzes Shakespeare plays, examining theme, characters, language, and the influence of his work as literature and theater.
Hello, I'm Mathis, a specialist in English literature. So I know a lot about techniques used by the authors, and especially Shakespeare, because I love his plays and work. Moreover, I will help you in this podcast to analyze and have a better vision of Shakespeare's works.
Thanks. I'm grateful that you've come, and for that reason, I would like to ask you what comes to your mind if I say the word Hamlet.
Hamlet is a famous play written by Shakespeare between 1599 and 1601, and is considered as one of his greatest works. This play had also a profound influence on literature, drama, and philosophy, with the famous soliloquy, "To be or not to be," which reflects Hamlet's contemplation of life, death, and human condition. To sum up, it begins with the ghost of King Hamlet, the father of Prince Hamlet, appearing and revealing that he was murdered by his brother Claudius, who is now the king, and Hamlet must kill Claudius to avenge his father.
Okay, so you have mentioned the famous soliloquy, "To be or not to be." Can you explain why is it the most famous?
Of course, "To be or not to be" stands out as the most famous soliloquy from Shakespeare due to its exploration of profound existential themes, the beauty of its language, the portrayal of internal conflict, and also the memorable performances it has inspired for centuries.
Okay, Enzo, due to this fact, do you think that William Shakespeare's work should be considered universal?
For me, it has to be considered as universal work. For example, I can use Henry V, which is a historical play written around 1599. The play focuses on the events of surrounding the Battle of Agincourt during the Hundred Years' War between England and France. The play begins with King Henry V assuming the throne of England after the death of his father, Henry IV. Henry faced internal challenge to his rule, including accusation of his misspent youth. He decided to pursue a claim to the French throne, leading to a conflict with the French. The book Henry V explores several themes that can be considered as universal, like the war and patriotism. The portrayal of the Battle of Agincourt explores themes of war, like courage and national pride. Also, the identity. Henry struggles with his identity, and the expectations placed on him are central to the play. And finally, the diplomacy and alliance. The play addresses political and diplomatic consideration as Henry seeks to unite England and France through his marriage. Those themes can be considered as universal because no matter which era we are in, those themes are always the same for everyone and they will be the same forever.
Right. I have another question for you. What's the most common technique that Shakespeare has used to captivate his audience?
We can tell you some of them for sure. The most famous techniques he used was firstly the soliloquy, which is a dramatic monologue in which a character expresses the innermost truths and feelings. In Hamlet, "To be or not to be" is one of the most famous soliloquies in all of literature. The iambic pentameter. Many of Shakespeare's plays are written in iambic pentameter, a poetic meter consisting of five pairs of alternating alternating unstressed and stressed syllables. This rhythmic pattern closely resembles natural speech. And also dramatic irony, where the audience knows something that the characters do not, is frequently used by Shakespeare, this creates tensions and adds the layers of meaning to the narrative.
But also we can add the metaphor and simile. Shakespeare used metaphor and simile to create a vivid and imaginative description. Does the comparison help to convey a complex emotion and an abstract concept? There is also a rhetorical device. Shakespeare employed various rhetorical devices such as alliteration, antithesis, and anaphora to enhance the musicality and impact of his language. And finally, he used the rhyming couplet. While many of his plays are primarily in blank verse, Shakespeare often ended scenes or speeches with a rhymed couplet. This use of a rhyme added emphasis and provided a sense of closure.
Thanks to Enzo and Mathias to present us the world of Shakespeare and explain us the secret of Shakespeare.